Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin price falls to $34,000 as Bitcoin RSI reaches the most oversold since the March 2020 crash. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as on-chain analyst Will and Clemente shares here, crazy part is open interest still hasn't flushed. And as Bitazine General shares here, after all this carnage and absolute state of panic, funding somehow isn't giga negative. Futures aren't backwarded and open interest barely went down. Interesting times. And with interesting, I mean poverty. And as Mikhail Vande Pop shares here, a bit more reliable than Bitcoin alone, total market capitalization is at the next level of support. While the daily RSI hits the lowest level since March 2020, equity sentiment is also the lowest level since March 2020. Says it all. And as Plan B shares here, in 2016, I bought my first Bitcoin at $400. March 2019, I published the stock-to-flow model at $4,000 BTC. Now, January 2022, Bitcoin dropped below $40,000 within the second standard deviation band. Some are worried about the current dip, but I am quite sure that Bitcoin will add another zero next couple of years. Embrace volatility. And this just in, breaking news, the first physical store for buying and selling Bitcoin is opening in Portugal. Also like to point out that this is the new updated podcast cover. Tune in to the number one crypto and Bitcoin news podcast on track to smash over 700,000 downloads this month. You can tune in on iTunes and Spotify. Also, this just in, breaking news, El Salvador buys its cheapest 410 Bitcoin as prices reach $36,000, as Nayib Bukele shares here. I think I might have missed the dip this time with a sad face. And then he responded, nope, I was wrong. Didn't miss it. El Salvador just bought 410 Bitcoin for only $15 million. Some guys are selling really cheap. Also in today's show, whales gobble up Bitcoin as non-exchange BTC supply surges to all-time high as sentiment analytics. Also in today's show, here's what's behind the current crypto market downturn in 2022. According to the MicroStrategy CEO himself, Michael Saylor. That's right. He was recently interviewed by Bloomberg and unveiled two factors that he says are contributing to the volatility experienced by the crypto markets thus far this year. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major cryptos are currently bleeding and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin refused to stem recent losses during this morning, January 22nd, as predictions of a flight to $33,000 and lower looked increasingly likely to become a reality. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, which is looking pretty brutal right now. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView followed Bitcoin as it fell through $35,000 during the first half of Saturday. And with few silver linings available for the Bitcoin bulls, lower weekend volume was poised to deliver some classic erratic moves after Bitcoin lost 40,000 support on Friday. And while some, including El Salvador, made the most of the new lower levels, others voiced concerns that despite the drop, pressure still remains on the bulls. Quoting on-chain analyst Will and Clemente here, crazy part is open interest still hasn't flushed. And as Bitazine General shares here, after all this carnage and absolute state of panic, funding somehow isn't giga negative. Futures aren't backwarded and open interest barely went down. Interesting times. And with interesting, I mean poverty. And right here, you can see the Bitcoin futures open interest still not flush, which William Clemente is referring to. And a source of slight relief came in the form of Bitcoin's relative strength index, better known as the RSI on the day. This dipping to its lowest levels since March 2020. At that time, Bitcoin crashed to $3,600. Before staging a comeback that would last well into the following year. The daily RSI stood at just 20 on Saturday, already well below even the classic oversold zone, as you can see right here on your screen. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vande Pop here, a bit more reliable than Bitcoin alone, total market capitalization is at the next level of support. While the daily RSI hits the lowest level since March 2020, equity sentiment is also on the lowest level since March of 2020. says it all. That's right. Equities markets have taken a hit towards the end of the week, with tech stocks particularly in the line of fire, and crypto once again showing the extent of its positive correlation. And as Plan B Shares here, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, in 2016, I bought my first Bitcoin at $400. When did you buy your first Bitcoin? Let me know in the comments below. I bought my first Bitcoin back in 2017 when it was trading under $2,000. Now, March 2019, I published Stock the Flow model at $4,000 BTC. Now, January 2022, Bitcoin dropped below $40,000 within the second standard deviation band. Some are worried about the current dip, but I am quite sure that Bitcoin will add another zero next couple of years. Embrace volatility. And my response, embrace volatility. Yes, as volatility equals life force. Young Jedi HODL. And checking out some of the responses to Plan B, we have Blair Marshall, who wrote, your model says that Bitcoin could be between $30,000 and $500,000. Really useful. And Plan B responded, no, model says $100,000 average, and 68% of monthly closes between $50,000 and $200,000, and 95% of the monthly closes between $33,000 and $300,000. If that is useful, it's up to you. It is for me. So there you have it. And this just in breaking news, the first physical store for buying and selling Bitcoin is opening in Portugal. Portugal, let's go. And before I break down next story of the day, El Salvador buys its cheapest 410 Bitcoin as prices reach $36,000, as well as whales gobble up Bitcoin as non-exchange BTC supply surges to all-time high, according to Sentiment Analytics. And we also share what's behind the current crypto market downturn in 2022, according to the MicroStrategy CEO himself, Michael Saylor. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, there's blood in these crypto streets, with Bitcoin down almost 6% for the day, trading above $35,700. How low will she go? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments below. We have Ether down a whopping 10%, trading under $2,500. Solana down almost 13%, trading under $102. Luna down 12.5%, trading under $64. Cardano down 6.5%, trading at $1.10. And Polkadot down almost 12%, trading under $19. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The Central American country of El Salvador, let's go, added 410 Bitcoin to its central reserve as Bitcoin prices trade below $37,000, a price last seen on July 26th. 2021. The fresh addition to El Salvador's Bitcoin reserve was announced by President Nayib Bukele, who confirmed that the purchase of 410 Bitcoin was made against $15 million, placing the price at approximately $36,585 per BTC. Congratulations, Nayib, and congratulations, El Salvador. And as he shares here in this tweet, nope, I was not wrong. Didn't miss it. El Salvador just bought 410 Bitcoin for only $15 million. Some guys are selling really cheap. Hey, it is what it is. Seize the day. Take advantage of it. Smart man. El Salvador adopted Bitcoin as a legal tender on September 7th, 2021 as a means to overcome catastrophic inflation amid the weakening spending power of the nation. Fast forward to today, the country has strategically accumulated 1,801 BTC over the past 4 months. The latest purchase is currently the cheapest acquisition for El Salvador ever since the country adopted Bitcoin as legal tender. Now, with Bitcoin trading just above the $36,000 mark and the resultant sell-off, Bukele believes that some guys are selling really cheap, supporting his long-term vision of mainstream Bitcoin adoption. And as evidenced by the data by Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView, Bitcoin experienced a steady rise in prices from mid-July, which resulted in an all-time high of almost $69,000 in the first week of November. However, the next 3 months saw a steep decline in market prices as investors redirected their Bitcoin profits into buying other tokens. And a new report from Crypto.com predicts that the global crypto market will host 1 billion users by the end of this year in 2022, as more developing nations mimic El Salvador's move to mainstream Bitcoin adoption. There's already talk of Tonga adopting Bitcoin as legal tender later this year, and Nayib Bukele recently met up with the president of Turkey to also discuss adopting Bitcoin as legal tender, so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And as you can see in this chart, month-to-month growth of global crypto owners is pretty staggering and on the rise. So if we extrapolate a similar rate of increase in 2022, we're on track to reach 1 billion crypto users by the end of 2022, the report concludes that a combination of developing nations following El Salvador and a friendlier stance towards the crypto industry means that nations can no longer afford to ignore the growing push towards crypto by the public. So there you have it. Which major nations do you feel will be next to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender in 2022? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And before I break down next story of the day, whales gobble up Bitcoin as non-exchange BTC supply surges to all-time high, according to Sentiment Analytics, as well as we discuss what's behind the crypto market downturn here in 2022, according to the MicroStrategy CEO himself, Michael Saylor. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $1.6 trillion with $156 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the Bitcoin dominance is back on the rise at 41.3%, with the Ether dominance at 18.1%. And checking out the top gainers in the crypto market here today, we have Pump ETH up 93,000%, followed by ChainPay up 5,600%, followed by Employment Coin up 4,600%. Now, obviously, these are the super-ish coins, as most of the major cryptos in the top 100 are currently correcting and bleeding and in the red. But which altcoins are you most bullish on for 2022? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 13 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 19, last week a 23, and last month a 34. In fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Crypto whales are buying up Bitcoin, even as prices continue to track sideways this week, according to market analytics firm Sentiment. According to Sentiment's Twitter feed, whale addresses holding between 1,000 and 10,000 BTC snapped up 40,000 additional Bitcoin over the 2 days earlier this week. Now, that group of whales now own the same amount of Bitcoin as they did before they began dumping their holdings in late December, when Bitcoin was priced at around $49,000, as they share here in this chart. Addresses with 1,000 to 10,000 BTC dumped 70,000 Bitcoin between December 18th and January 8th. And addresses with 1,000 to 10,000 BTC have accumulated 70,000 more Bitcoin since January 8th. And addresses with 1,000 to 10,000 BTC have accumulated 40,000 more Bitcoin since January 17th. Now, Bitcoin is currently trading just above 35,000 at the time of this recording, now down literally 30% from where it was priced just 1 month ago. Now, Sentiment also says that 8.91 million more BTC are sitting in non-exchange wallets compared to a decade ago. Bitcoin's total off-exchange amount is now at an all-time high of nearly 17 million tokens, according to the analytics firm, as they point out right here. And while Bitcoin is down nearly 50% from its all-time high of around 69,000 set back in early November, the market analytics firm notes that Bitcoin's returns over the past 5 years are still 47.5 times higher than that of the S&P 500 and 84.5 times higher than that of gold. As they share right here, Bitcoin is furthest away from its 5-year high compared to the S&P and gold, despite dwarfing them over this time frame. And the numbers don't lie. Check it out. S&P 500 5-year return, 96%. Gold 5-year return, 54%, and the Bitcoin 5-year return, 4,564%. Take that, Peter Schiff. And before I break down our final story of the day, here's what's behind the current crypto market downturn in 2022, according to the MicroStrategy CEO himself, Michael Saylor. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, which is now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which can be found at CryptoNewsYes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to help me get to 100,000 subs along with $100,000 Bitcoin price. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms. We're currently receiving over 700,000 downloads per month. You can find me on Spotify or Apple's iTunes. And if you're listening to the pod, check out the YouTube channel at CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitcoin bull and MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor is analyzing the factors that he believes are driving the crypto market downturn at the start of the new year. In a new Bloomberg interview, Saylor unveils two factors that he say are contributing to the volatility experienced by the crypto markets thus far this year. Quoting him here, I think that there are a lot of dynamics here. If you look at the entire crypto ecosystem, you have a set of regular regulatory uncertainty, especially regulatory uncertainty around stablecoins and crypto tokens and whether or not they are securities. And that creates a little bit of anxiety. You have a lot of leverage offshore. You have a lot of crypto exchanges that can trade with up to 20x leverage. And those crypto exchanges have many, many tokens that are cross-collateralized between them and the decentralized finance exchanges. You can get much higher than 20x leverage. So that's the second source of volatility. And according to Saylor, Bitcoin is currently offering a great entry point for institutions, especially as legendary investors such as Bill Miller allocate a huge portion of his portfolio to the flagship crypto. Quoting him again here, I feel like it's consolidating at this level. This is a great entry point for institutional investors. I talk to high net worth individuals, family offices, public company executives, private company owners, and they watch Bitcoin run up in 2021. And there are a lot of people that would be afraid to own it if it was going up 400% a year. But if they're staring at it and it's 40% off all-time highs and it's consolidating and they see it being embraced by people like Bill Miller, by very well-respected investors, is being embraced by the regulators, is being embraced by senators and congressmen and public investors and public companies, they're looking at this like a good entry point. So there you have it. And to watch the entire interview with Michael Saylor on Bloomberg, check the show notes below the video in the description. And of course, I got to leave you on a high note. Back in November, Michael Saylor made this very bullish Bitcoin price prediction that Bitcoin will reach $6 million per BTC, noting that it is unstoppable and will eventually replace gold. That's right. Saylor foresees Bitcoin hitting $600,000 a coin first and then eventually 6 million. That's right. Back in November, Saylor said that Bitcoin was unstoppable and will emerge as a $100 trillion asset class. And the CEO has repeatedly said that Bitcoin will replace gold. And he said earlier, back in November, that once upon a time, gold was the most desirable store of value, but now Bitcoin is taking its place. And at that time, the Bitcoin market cap was roughly 1 trillion. So he ultimately foresees the Bitcoin market cap surging 100x from here. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to be with $100 trillion market cap for the king of all crypto? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin price falls to 34,000 as Bitcoin RSI reaches the most oversold since March 2020 crash. Also, I share that El Salvador buys its cheapest 410 Bitcoin as the price reaches $36,000. Also in today's show, we discuss whales gobbling up Bitcoin as non-exchange BTC supply surges to all-time high according to Sentiment Analytics. And we also discuss what's behind this current crypto market downturn in 2022 according to the MicroStrategy CEO himself, Michael Saylor, and also shared with you his $6 million BTC price prediction. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? How low will she go? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Invest Answers chimed in and wrote, thanks for the shout out, boss. Stay well, buddy. Massive shout out to Invest Answers. He has over 404,000 subscribers on YouTube, and I'm a big fan. Keep the great content flowing. I appreciate it. Our next featured comment comes from Pokemon, who wrote, hi, JV and Crypto News Alerts fam. Enjoyed the show you called this week, JV, as a possibility and now fact. This dip will have wiped out weak hands who have over leveraged. I don't like to gamble too much, so I just keep buying and stacking. You'll only lose if you sell, and I'm here for the rest of my life, so no panic here. Been here before, and no doubt will come here again. Take care. God bless you and yours. You got it, fam. One BTC is still one BTC. HODL. Now for our third and final featured comment comes from eCoin. Aloha Friday, JV. Even when the crypto news is not all roses, you still bring it correct. Crypto, Red Sea, might be time to BTFD, or as we like to say on the islands, scooparellas. Yes, blood on these crypto streets, fam, are excellent accumulation mode. Stacking sats. Let's go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. As always, I appreciate you tuning in and journeying along with me inside this incredible crypto matrix. That's right. Bitcoin is the glitch in the matrix. Also like to point out that the crypto merch store is now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. And you'll notice over 40 unique products for each and every design. We've got everything from hats to hoodies to shirts to tank tops, to phone cases and masks, you name it. And all the proceeds go to help supporting and scaling the show. I greatly appreciate your continued support, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.